tape years ago from a man who gave it to me. She's a wonderful woman from Washington, D.C., and her name is Doreen.
My name is Doreen. I'm a very grateful recovering addict. And thank you, whoever asked me that I want to sit. But my stomach is bubbling, you know? Every time I look out at all that water that I can't swallow, it really makes me nervous. But I'm truly grateful to be here with you all tonight, boat or no boat. Because I know I got somebody up there watching over me. And he didn't bring me this far not to leave me tonight. So we're all in the boat together. Boy, I feel like I'm on stage or something, you know? All these lights I'm surrounded by. You know, I always wanted to be a comedian anyway, you know? And I feel like breaking out doing something. I just might, you know? You know, I get a little crazy every now and then, you know? And somebody asked me, Doreen, why did you do such a thing? I said, I don't know. You know, at work, I maybe, I was standing in the hall and I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I had to let break wind, you know? So I broke wind, and she said, oh my goodness, Doreen, why you do? I said, girl, I just had to let it go, you know? So she was cracking up so hard, you know? And another co-worker come out and wanted to know what she was laughing about. And I said, I don't know. I said, I just farted. And she just fell. And she just fell out laughing, you know. She said, girl, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm just free. In body, mind, and soul. And I thank God for that. And I want to thank you people in the rooms like this for that too. Today, the mother has nothing to hide. My life is an open book. And all the things that I've been through with in life, why should I come in here and try to close that book down? I've got to leave it open. And the experiences that I've had since I've been in this fellowship, I cannot explain to any of you all. They say that this is a miracle working program. And it really and truly is a miracle working program. When I come in here, I was a broken human being. I had no hope. I had no desire. I didn't think anything would ever happen for me in life. Once a junkie, always a junkie. But that myth is dead now. When I come into these rooms, I was hurting so bad. All I wanted was somebody to please, please help me. Because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And when you get sick and tired of you, now you know you really sick and tired. I didn't know which way to turn or which way to go. I had long since left my family because they didn't understand me. I had no friends because the so-called friends that I thought were my friends, they were still out there doing the same thing. So I couldn't get no satisfaction from any of them. What I did is that I tried to go into detox. And I went into detox. No doubt a lot of you on this boat maybe can identify with this. A numerous of times I tried to stop. And I stopped. But I didn't know how to say stop. Because there was always something that would happen that when I come out and after I got clean, there was this big void I had right here. And I didn't know how to fill this void. Because I never tried dealing with feelings and emotions. What the hell was feelings and emotions? I did not know anything about feelings and emotions. You know, when you're out there in the street and people see you and people say, do something to you, say, oh, you got an attitude now. And you tell them, oh, I ain't got no attitude. You know, attitude up here. I'm ready to bust somebody in the ear. It was just a word. But I had to come into rooms like this and unlearn and start relearning all over again. I didn't know how to walk. I didn't know how to talk. I didn't know how to do nothing. And here I was, a woman, 33 years old, thought that I was on time with everything. I didn't know how to read. I didn't know how to write. But yet, I thought I was down and with everything. If you put a piece of paper in front of me, I would say, get that old shit away from here. Don't nobody want that old dumb shit. You read it yourself. I didn't know how to tell you that I don't know how to read. I didn't know how to tell you, could you help me read this? I'd rather keep all these feelings stuffed down inside of me. Talking about false pride and false emotions. Not knowing even what they were. Scared to death to let anybody get to know me. Or to let you know just how bad that I was really hurting. But when I walked into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, it was just like you people were sitting here saying, Doreen, where have you been? We've been waiting for you. Because I had never in my life been around a bunch of people who were so willing and ready with their arms open to welcome me into their arms and into their hearts and tell me, Doreen, it's going to be all right. When I come in, I begin to hear people sharing their experiences, their stress, and their hopes. I couldn't believe it. Because I've always been around people who are willing to talk about everybody else. But you stay out of my business. Till I had to come back to see if these people really were for real. And I come back, and the people really was for real. When I come into this fellowship, I had no problem. Because I was eager to learn. I was eager to find out about who I was and where I was. You know, so often, it takes time for one to find out about oneself. And it's not easy. Because since I've been here, I've been through a lot of storms. And I'm here to tell you tonight that it's okay. There is no growth without pain. And the only way out of this thing is you got to go through it. There is no easy way around this thing. I'll say the last 5 years of my recovery have been the hardest out of the 19 years that I've been here. There was times I felt like I wanted to run, but there was no place to run. There was times when I felt like giving up, but I couldn't give up. All I could do was just hang in there and do the best that I could. There was times I had to not think about Doreen, but think about somebody else. I've had a heart attack since I've been in the program. And somehow another God lifted me up. And put me back on my feet. A lot of you knew and have heard my story before. My husband and I, we were separated for 5 years because at the time he was still practicing and I wanted to get my life together and I had a decision to make, and that decision was I could not make it with him practicing, so I had to leave. My husband and I, we were separated for 5 years, and after 5 years my husband come into treatment. And I'm saying all this to say tonight, if there's anybody that's sitting in this room tonight that's got any loved ones or anybody that you really and truly care for, and if you're sitting up here worrying about it, I'm here to tell you tonight to leave it alone. Turn it over and give it to God. They said, but Doreen, how do you turn it over? You just merely pray and ask God to please lift this burden up off of me. And whatever your will for that loved one, let that will be done. Let your will be done and not mine. And continue to get in there and work and do what you got to do for you, because you never know how you can help another human being. And a lot of times the only way that you can help somebody is by helping yourself. I say, there by the grace of God, if she can do it, so can I. Sometimes the only thing that you can do is be a power of example. My husband and I, we were separated for 5 years. They told me he was in recovery at the hospital. He comes, stop that noise. He told me that he wanted to come home. And I told him, as long as he knew how to act and he knew what he had to do, he could come home, because he always had a home. My husband come home and he got into the fellowship. My husband just died last year, the 17th of July. And we had 14 good years of clean time together. So I'm saying all this to say that you don't know what God's got in store for you. You know? All you got to do is keep the faith and just step on out there on it. And know whatever's to be is going to be, because you ain't in control of nothing. And when it finally hit me, I said, Lord, help me. Here's the universe. It's all yours. I had to turn it over. And I just stepped on out there and did what I had to do for myself. In the last 5 years, I've lost my father. I've lost my mother. I've lost my husband. And I've lost my stepson. But the mother is still hanging on. If I want to have something to be all upset about, I can tell you the trials and tribulation I went through with nursing my husband, nursing my mother, my father. But I refused to go that route. I didn't do no more than I wanted to do. I'll be 60 years old my birthday. And whoever thought the mother would make it till 60? They said, Doreen, are you going to rock the boat tonight? I said, honey, if the storms come up and if the winds start blowing, the mother can't do nothing but hold on and... and just rock right on with it until you rock right on through. But I'm here to tell you kids tonight that I'm so happy. And I'm so proud of you all. I don't know what to do. For the newcomer that's in the room tonight, get yourself a home group. Get yourself a sponsor. Get to the meetings. And get to some step meetings. And learn how to incorporate the steps into your life. I don't mean get the book and read. Step one is, and when you give it a step, oh, yes, step one says, I ain't talking about that shit. I'm talking about whether or not you have incorporated these steps in your life. And it takes time for that. You don't come in here overnight. Now, if the mother didn't have the foundation that I have gotten, I would have been rocked off of my foundation. Because I had a whole lot of logical excuses of why I can go back out. But one thing about it, drugs never entered my mind. You people did. Somebody said, Doreen, do you still go to meeting? Yes, I still go to meeting, even though y'all crazy as hell in the meetings. But I have to go in there and hear a lot of that sick shit that I hear to keep reminding me of where I come from that I don't want to go back to. Doreen, do you still pray each and every night and in between? Doreen, how do you feel? I feel all right. But I'm far from having it made. Because I have days just like anybody else. And I say it's not the quantity of time, but it's the quality. Because sometimes the mother gets up in the morning and I sit on the side of my bed and I can feel that black veil just come right down over top of me. And all I can do is close my eyes and say, what now, my love? God, I just ask you to guide me this day. And that's all I do. I just get up and go on about my norms. I was telling somebody this morning, there's 31 days in the month, or 30 days. I remember the time when I used to have 25 bad days and maybe 5 good days mixed up in there. But the mother can truly tell you today that there are 30 days in a month. But the mother has 25 good and maybe 5 bad ones mixed up in it. So it's all right. And if you keep the faith, and if you keep believing that it's going to be all right, without a shadow of a doubt, you will be all right. Because my God didn't make no joke. And today, where I am in my recovery, I'm very peaceful. I don't say that Slewfoot don't come by every now and then and try to shake me up. He is a liar, baby. And he's showing up as a liar. And he'll cut across you in a minute. But once you get yourself in order, you can almost see him coming. And you know him. And all you got to do is say, get behind me, Sleepfoot. Just step right on behind me. And just get on up from there and keep on going. But see, I could never have done all this if it had not have been for this program. And then I want to thank you kids too, especially all you kids that come up to me and tell me that you've heard my tape, how much that helped. You always act like that. I'm doing so much for you all. But if you only knew how much you all was doing for me. Who keeps the mother vital and young? But you all. You all helped me a great deal. Now all I want to do is just step back and enjoy whatever life I got left. Because as sure as I'm born, as sure as I'm going to leave away from here. I had some deaths that I was right there with, and it was some beautiful passing. And that's the way I want to go. And when my husband died, he come in the house and he just looked at me and he said, "Baby, are you okay?" I said, "Yes, baby, I'm all right. Are you?" He said, "Yes." He walked back out on the front porch and he turned back around. He come back in the house and he sit down and he kept watching me and he kept watching me. And I said, "Why is this man looking at me like that?" And I asked him, "What's wrong?" And he looked at me and shook his head and he dropped his head. He looked back up at me and shook his head and he dropped it. And he tried to open his mouth to say something. And his bottom lip started trembling like I had never seen nobody's lip tremble before. And something hit me right in my heart. And I jumped up and I kissed him on his eyes, his nose, ears, all over him. I said, "Baby," I said, "I love you. I said, I love you. I said, but God loves you best. So go on in peace." I said, "I love you." And he looked up at me. I said, "Don't worry. Don't worry about me, because I'm going to be all right." And at that precise time, he just flipped right on over. All I did was get down on my knees and say a prayer. But you know, I thank God for that opportunity. I thank God for that time. And I remember him walking in the backyard, just looking up to the heavens, like he was making his peace with God. And I believe God turned him around and said, "Go in the house and tell Doreen that you got to go." And he come in and he didn't know how to tell me. And when he got ready to leave, he just turned him around on the porch and said, "Get back in there." And he said, "It was on such a beautiful, clear day." And I always tell my people, when you got a song in your heart, sing it. If you got a dancing in your feet, dance it. Sometimes I'll go around like this. Oh, yes. Oh, they want to know what's going on. That's the way I feel. And at my husband's funeral, we were sitting there. I said, "No crying. I don't want nothing in hell." Because that ain't the way it was. After a while, they heard this come on in the church. I don't pipe it in. Say, "On a clear day, stop and look around you. Mr. Lou Ross bust that church wide open on a clear day, baby." And that's the way he went away from him. Now, I'm here to tell you today that it is a clear day for us. And all you got to do is start building up an attitude of gratitude and thanking God from where you come from to where you at now. And knowing whatever you done in your past, that's your past. There's nothing that I can go back and undo. What I've got to do is I got to start from this day and I've got to go forward. And there's so many of us in this room tonight that's hung up on yesterday. Oh, what about today? So you got to learn how to let go and let God. You say that you want to turn it over to God. How do you turn it over to God? Just turn it over. And I guarantee you, it will be all right. Learn how to, when you get to hurting, wiggle it there. What's down there?
They was trying to teach me the new dance. I went to But anything to save the mother and to keep the mother going, the mother's okay. I want y'all to know that I love you. And as long as God gives me strength in my body, I'll be here for you. Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you can make me happy. Oh, yes, you heal me too. When I was in trouble, you brought me through. Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you can make me happy. Oh, yes, you heal me too. When I was in trouble, you brought me through. Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you. Who stopped my wounded heart from crying? Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you can make me happy. Oh, yes, you heal me too. When I was in trouble, you brought me through. Nobody but you, Annie. Nobody but you. Love you.